What's up, everybody? Welcome back into the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. It's the trifecta here with you on a Monday, but we're also joined by the Just End the Suffering host, Mike Phillips. He's back with us. We got him for a home game today. Phillips, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. I mean, the Bradford committee's mess has worked in my favor as a Sparty fan, but, you know, I feel like you guys have more gripes than I do.
I'm not happy, and I'm still not ready to discuss it. So, Phillips, as I said to you before we started the pod, you are my lawyer today.
Okay.
You speak for me.
All right. So, how much I bill you per hour?
Whatever your rate is, I've already sent the retainer over via Venmo, so I think we're good to go.
All right. So, I think I received that. So, I think we're good.
Perfect. Willie boy, how you doing?
I'm good, Tom. I'm upset, just like Phillips is, about the selection process. And I know there's one team out there that really gets under Sean's skin, and I know he can't wait to watch UVA play basketball.
Yeah, right. That's gonna be a real treat for everybody. But Will and I went over pretty in depth, you know, instant reaction. But Mike, definitely want to get your insight and your thoughts on the committee's bracket selections, their seedings, just their overall principles. That was a term that was used a lot last night in the rambling mumbo jumbo of the chair of the committee. So why don't you tell us what your thoughts are and what you have the biggest issues with?
Well, I could say I knew we were in trouble when I saw the third team on the bracket was FAU as an AC. I said, oh boy, they are definitely doing things weird. The thing I noticed here, like, they were inconsistent as hell with, like, how they picked their teams, whether it was like swap one win matters for this team, not for this team. The 7 seed and they beat nobody in the field. We have teams who are getting penalized for, like, playing in their league. The Mountain West got docked. Big East, I'm sure you guys ripped into the fact that they got hosed. And it just made no sense. Like, there was no consistency for, like, in the past, we've seen that there's usually a guiding principle they follow. Like, okay, quad one wins matter this year, or the net matters, or, like, strength of schedule and non-conference matters. Here's, like, they gave different reasons for each team they picked in. It made no sense.
Yeah, to me, obviously, the issue was a couple of these teams getting in by stealing at-large bids by winning conference tournaments that they had no business winning, you know, a week or so ago. Will and I obviously waxed poetic about how awful the fact was there was only 3 Big East teams in. When you look at St. John's, I think they finished 26th in KenPom. Seton Hall has a great win against UConn in there. And you're looking at, like, an FAU getting an at-large bid. Like, that makes no sense to me. And obviously Virginia and Michigan State, Will and I had probably the biggest issues with as well, right?
100%. And obviously, I know Phillips is a big Michigan State fan. But, I mean, how many big quality wins did they have? And also, what Phillips brought up is it based on your non-conference? Because obviously it seems like conference doesn't matter. You know, the Mountain West is one of the toughest conferences in college basketball. And as Phillips said, they got shafted. The ACC was one of the weakest, and they get, what, 6 teams in?
Yeah, and I'll also add here, in terms of the conference here, notes here, Big East guys, a lot of the coaches here with Ken English, Dan Hurley made his point here that a lot of these teams, like, especially in the Big 12, they got a bunch of schools in that league, like, loaded up on the cupcakes in the quad four area and just pummeled them to raise their net rating in the non-conference portion. And that does make a difference here. I feel like it's a big problem with sport going forward because what incentive do you have to play hard teams out of your league if you're going to just get penalized for it like some of these other teams did?
Yeah, and also you look at, like, an Indiana State, right? Like, if they try to schedule harder teams, why would those teams welcome an Indiana State? It's not like that's going to do anything for their resume.
Yeah, they said on my pod last night, I said, like, they have the James Madison situation. They got a game in Michigan State because Izzo's nephew's on their coaching staff. Like, no one's ever going to give James Madison a game like that again, because why would you do it? You give them a chance to beat you. They have a quad win, one win over you the rest of the year, and then Sparty in a death spiral the whole season.
Yeah, to me, it was a shit show. I mean, Tom obviously has the biggest gripe, I think, on this pod. You know, Tom, obviously, we were dead set on the fact that after the Seton Hall win in the Big East tournament, they were getting in. And, Mike, I don't know what more St. John's could have done. I know they got off to a rocky start. They were up and down. But towards the end of the season, they had one of the best runs in college basketball. They won, what, 6 in a row, 7 in a row prior to the UConn loss?
Yeah, they did. I saw the issues of why they were lower on the thing that they were. Because, obviously, 2 of the quad one wins being Villanova didn't help, and Nova flatlines down the stretch here. At the same time, I think the biggest grief in the Big East was Seton Hall. Seton Hall had the best resume here or prowess of 6 quad while winning left out, which made no sense either.
I mean, I think St. John's deserves to be in more than any other team, but I tend to agree with you. I just think the Big East got hosed in general. I don't even want to talk about St. John's. I'm still heartbroken over it. I'm just going to let Phillips do all the talking for me. But it, just the Big East in general, like he said, I've been shouting Providence. I know they've had an up-and-down season, and as well as Seton Hall were even better than St. John's, even though St. John's did beat Seton Hall in the tournament. I think the fact that, like, teams like Virginia, and no offense, Mike, but Michigan State got in, it's like, you would think if it's a popularity contest, they'd want to see Rick Pitino in, but apparently not. And it just, it felt like Mike said, like, every team was graded on a different scale. And that's bullshit, because he's right. Now, none of those teams like a JMU are ever going to be able to go play at Michigan State again and build their resume to the point where even if they didn't win their conference tournament, they'd be in conversations to get in because they do have that win. That may never happen again now, because why would you go out and play a tougher schedule? Just play a cupcake schedule and focus on your conference games. That's all that matters now.
Well, that's what Gonzaga used to do until the media just said, oh, Gonzaga doesn't
so
play
true.
Anybody. They're
Such
always
a good
in the
point.
Top five. You know, Gonzaga didn't play anybody until they played a ranked St. Mary's team twice in their conference tournament.
100%.
Yeah, it was evident when they would play, right, in the tournament, because they would lose and say, well, you know, what are they supposed to do? This is the only real competition they play is St. Mary's, and how good is St. Mary's? So they were not groomed for having long-term success in the tournament. Obviously, that changed over time. They started going a little bit deeper. But, yeah, I just don't know what these teams are supposed to do now going forward. Also, Mike, question for you. What is the criteria that we're going to start looking at going forward? Do you have any idea as to what the committee is going to prioritize going forward in some of these future seasons?
Honestly, I have no idea, because the net clearly means something, but like, you can gain the net, as we saw with the Big 12 teams, or the SEC a little bit here. I feel like they're going to harp back on the quad one wins and like wins against teams in the field here, which could be, again, prop up the power conference teams, because these mid-majors are not going to get these opportunities to play those games.
Yeah.
It's kind of reminiscent of how college football used to be up until this last year. You know, you have a 13-0 Cincinnati team fighting to make the Final Four when they're one of the best teams in the country, but they don't play anybody.
Yeah, and the difference with the football committee, doesn't have any sort of reason to say, like, oh, like, we have principles we follow. They just say, we're going to Rome, we pick the best four teams, that's what it is. Like, here, you're supposed to follow principles. They really didn't do it.
Well, that's what they did this year. Prior to that, they did say, fine, we'll throw you a bone, Cincinnati, and put you in and watch you lose by 40 to an Alabama team. This year, they actually went rogue and were like, you know what? Fuck it. You know, Florida State's not one of the best four teams right now with an injured quarterback, so we're going to do what's best for the television product. And I keep hearkening back on that, which is why Virginia makes no sense to me. They do not make that 10-10 matchup a better television product than if you put a Seton Hall or a Marquette or an Indiana State or a St. John's in that spot.
I can guarantee that almost everybody in America, minus people from Virginia and Colorado, would rather watch Indiana State play St. John's in a playing game.
Oh, come on. Kareem or Cream?
Mm-hmm. Cream.
That kid's a walking bucket. It would be, I mean, just solely based off of their loss to UConn that Will and I witnessed in person, like, that game alone, just put that tape up, that's a tournament team. Hurley said it himself. Like, we gave UConn by far the best run for its money in the tournament.
Put all three St. John's UConn games up there.
Yep.
St. John's played them tough all three times.
Yeah, and as you said, Tom, like 500 times, St. John should have won that game.
Yes, I think I'm finally over it. It's been replaced by my disappointment in them not getting into the tournament. But, you know, at the end of the day, St. John shoots themselves in the foot in the middle of the season in conference play. And of course, we have to end up on the bubble when they should have won two or three more games and they would have been a shoo-in.
Yeah, stop blowing second half leads. That's the big issue with some of those games in the middle of the season.
Yeah, sometimes you got to turn the mirror around on yourself, Phillips. You know what I mean? Yeah. This team had some flaws, but at the end of the day, don't tell me they shouldn't have been in this tournament. They met the criteria.
Yes, there was a lot of good teams got pushed off of these bid stealers. And by the way, you guys are getting angry. You hear what the selection committee chair said about Virginia, why they got in?
No. Do I want to?
This is a good one. You'll love this. Virginia was 8-3 in quad two and had good metrics. I don't know what measure they're looking at, because everything I looked at, they're like 20 spots worse than any at-large team in the field.
That's crazy.
Jeez.
That's, you know what that is? That's a dereliction of duty. They should all be fired and possibly shot. Maybe not killed, but like shot in the leg.
Well, that's what I said to Sean on our last podcast. That, you know, I think Tony Bennett knows where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, I heard you say that. I couldn't agree more. He seems to be the new coach where it's just like you're really living and dying off that one national title, which, by the way, the year before that, you lost to a mother effing 16 seed, the worst one, too.
You didn't just lose. You got shit on.
Yeah, it's... College basketball makes no sense. And again, if you want to make the argument like, oh, we want to do it for the TV product, Virginia?
Yeah,
Michigan State?
Like, anyway, you're supposed to be doing based on like the metrics. And in defense of the Spartans, I will say here, yes, they lost a lot of games. And yes, you could have easily made the argument that them or A&M or anything like 14 loss could have been here. Michigan State at least played people. That was something that they never like snub you for if you have a decent enough resume.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
Michigan State always plays in that classic with Duke and Kentucky.
No, Michigan State isn't even the most egregious one. It's UVA and a few others.
Yeah, well, and if we didn't have these bid slides, like the crazy thing is, like you look at how they see the field here. Like if you figure go five spots up here, Michigan State's on the 8 line. If like you don't have any bid thieves.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic at an 8 seed is actually criminal.
This whole bracket is criminal. It looks disgusting.
Yeah. Plus, I heard, like, I'm sure I heard Will and Sean had some thoughts on Duquesne laying on the 11th line yesterday also.
Well, again, like, this is one of the worst teams in the A-10, and they go on a great run, sure. I mean, they won, Will was saying, one of the most disgusting basketball games you'll ever see against VCU yesterday. But, like, this is one of the worst teams. They had to run the table just to get in, and you make them an 11 and not, like, a 13 or 14. I know the A-10 is supposed to matter a little bit more because – traditionally, it had some parity and decent competition, but for God's sakes, that seeding is absurd.
Yeah, there's two things, schools of thought I have on that one here. One is the actual legitimate theory that BYU was supposed to be a 5. They got put on a 6 line because of the Friday not playing on Sunday's crap, so they must have bumped Duquesne up to give them an equitable opponent. The more logical theory is probably if these guys had the A-10 slotted for the VCU race, they just went to lunch yesterday. They didn't bother changing it.
Yeah, that's what me and Sean talked about. Like, how was the bracket already made up before the conference tournaments and then all these bids that got stolen, NC State, other teams that were, six seed or a 5 seed that end up in the finals. And then the committee's like, well, either we could do a lot of work or we could just say, screw it. We're going to do what we want to do.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw on CBS on Saturday, when Colin went on there and said we have 35 of the 36 at-larges picked already and voted into the field. So, you got 3 bid deals that day. The work's pretty much done. You've got to slot everything.
Yeah, and also the East region. Like, I think we're getting hosed having Iowa State and Auburn in that same spot with UConn. I would love to see more parity there.
Yeah, that's a tough comp.
You also have Illinois and a thriving San Diego State team.
Yeah, I think I saw an interview about this. I watched the ESPN bracketology before I hopped on here. They had this page here on the ass about the E3. They said geography was the reason why. They went with the fewest miles.
Oh, Sean, don't get me started with that bullshit.
I
know we're having some plane trouble nowadays, but it's fucking whatever year it is right now. Again,
it's
with the goddamn...
It felt like we're taking buses halfway across the country.
Oh, and by the way, the Big Ten is going to go from Piscataway, New Jersey to Los Angeles. We're really worried about the mileage right now. Give me a goddamn break.
Yeah, he's going from Boston College to Cal next year.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's, yeah, and then the other thing I had a problem with is North Carolina was the number... 4-1, and they have the easiest draw.
Yeah, that
was,
is
I
joke.
Think they got a pretty nice walk to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Purdue got a very easy path.
I think to the Elite Eight, yes. I think they were in some trouble when they get there, but
yeah.
Don't sleep on my Jayhawks.
I think you're sleeping on your Jayhawks.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it, but I might have to do it.
You know, I don't understand why we're even mad at this point. Like, we're talking about the NCAA here, the biggest hypocrites on planet Earth. I mean, talk about talking out of both sides of your mouth with the travel, and it's unbelievable. And yet we're still going to fucking watch, and we're still going to go nuts, and they're going to do great ratings. It makes me sick.
Mike, would you would you have put Iowa State as the fourth one and made it two Big 12 teams instead of North Carolina, or are you okay with Carolina being there?
I'm okay with Carolina being there on the body of work. The thing that surprised me is that they didn't pass Tennessee, which I thought that was weird.
Was it just Tennessee's performance or lack thereof in the SEC tournament?
I just feel like Tennessee, like, getting, like, basically, like, whacked in their conference tournament was a bad look for them. And I think Iowa State, great regular season. I think they did enough here. This goes to show you here that, like, you got to take these guys at their word. The conference tournaments don't mean anything unless you steal a bid.
Which doesn't make any sense to me if you look at Iowa State. And obviously I'm a little biased because I'm a Big 12 guy. But you beat a very good Baylor team, and then the next day you have to go and play the number one team in the country. And you didn't just beat them. You killed them. And they don't get any, you know, not even a thought, a passing thought of Iowa State on the one line.
Yeah, and I think all Houston had to do, Mike, was win their conference tournament, even if they beat Iowa State by two. And they would have stayed as the prevailing number one overall seed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. UConn got, I think, that they won both.
Right.
No, did it really benefit UConn with that tough draw? I don't think so.
Well, when you go, when one of your biggest metrics is total mileage for the opponents, you know, you throw everything out the window.
Was that one of the metrics for making it, too? St. John should have traveled a little more, huh?
You know, they meant mileage to the site of the thing.
I know. I was only joking. I was being very sarcastic because of how stupid this is, and I hate it. Start naming people on the committee. I'm gonna go start going after them.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
Mike, anything else on the seedings or selections?
I just think that I get the difficult job they have to do. I just think, I think the biggest thing I want to harp on here is outside the Big East, the Mountain West, the amount of disrespect that we got, considering they put 16 in. A, hearing New Mexico was not a lock of the tournament. They had to win the auto bid. It's just absurd. They went at the lowest net ever to not get picked at 22. And you look here, teams that here, Colorado State's in the play-in game, Boise State's in the play-in game, Nevada's at 10, Utah State's at 8. What are we doing here?
New Mexico is on the same line as Duquesne. Well, it's just the craziest thing to think about.
They put all the bid teams on one line. It was them, Oregon, New Mexico, NC State, or all 11s.
Yep. So
it really is. I can understand everybody losing their minds last night and still into today. I think you can easily say it without having to be that guy. The committee did a horseshit job with the entire process. And then just talking in circles around every question that was asked directly to them made it 10 times worse.
100%. I saw, as Phillips alluded to, I saw the FAU pick, and I'm like, turn it off. Somebody let me know where Kansas is playing. I'm not watching the rest of this.
As a Michigan State fan, I saw our Florida Atlanta. I was like, oh, great. We're going to be in the tournament. It doesn't matter what 8-9 game we're in.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
You guys want to talk about some first four games and some round of 64 matchups that interest us?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Mike, you're the guest. Why don't you lead us off? What's starting the East region?
Okay. It's nice hearing that, by the way. He's the guest. I like that.
You're not a guest, Will.
No, I know. I like hearing that. I'm not a guest anymore.
Yeah, well, the East region, I think the game I have circled here is Washington State-Drake. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that game so much because I think experience of Drake, Washington State being in for the first time in a long time, I think that's the game of that region for the first round.
I was staring at that one myself. Those are Will's Huskies, though.
No, Cougars.
Cougars, I'm sorry. That's Washington.
Those are my Cougs.
My bad.
There are two teams that are very similar. They both run and gun. Should be a fun game, fun high-scoring game. Anything else interests you, Phillips?
In this bracket here, I think the FAU Northwestern 8-9 would be fun. Because I think if FAU gets in, they're going to give UConn a hard time in that second game.
Ooh.
Mm.
What do you think about that, Tony?
Well, FAU is returning, what, 8 players from the Final Four last year? They had a very disappointing season for what they were projected to be. I mean, they started off as, I think, a top 10 team in the preseason rankings, weren't they? Like 8 or 9? So
That was overrated, in my opinion, also. Like, if you put a team that higher, say you're basically like the second or third best team in the SEC or the Big 12, and you're not.
Well, I think preseason rankings are ridiculous anyway, and they should be done away with in both football and basketball. I know, I understand the need for them to hype up these early season games, but it's a, you don't have anything to base it off of. But John L. Davis is obviously excellent. Former Husky Jalen Gaffney is playing for Florida Atlantic, so they obviously are a team that went all the way to the Final Four last year. They're a good team, even though they've had a disappointing season. I just don't think that they play the level of competition that UConn plays. I would not expect that to be that close, but you never know.
They beat Arizona earlier this year.
They did. But they're not playing a Big East schedule in the American.
Yeah, that's true.
And they lost to Temple in the semifinal.
All right, Willie Boy, what you got? Anything you're looking at?
I'm with Phillips on the Washington State Drake train. But also, you know, I want to see it. I want to see Duquesne and BYU just because Duquesne hasn't been in the tournament since 1977.
How old were you then, Sean?
Sean was at least six.
You guys, you really are an ass.
I'm sorry, but you said on the pod yesterday about the age joke, so I just leaned into it.
I know.
I want to see if Duquesne can play better than they did against ECU. And we'll see. You know, I've seen a lot of BYU this year. What BYU team are we going to get? Me and Sean talk about it all the time. Are we going to have the BYU team that's just banging threes like it's their job, or the one that struggles to put the ball in the basket?
Yeah, you guys realize that, like, the last time Duquesne was in the tournament, the original Star Wars hasn't even hit theaters yet.
Well, we're going to be talking about that when the sports season starts to cool off a little bit, because I'm embarrassed to say how much of the Star Wars I've seen, to tell you again, Mike.
Okay. Anything interest you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm looking at two games back-to-back here out of the South. Can I do the South? We're just talking about the whole round of 64 here, right?
Yeah, you want to go to the South? We'll go to the South.
Is that okay, Sean?
Oh, it's quite all right. Please.
I'm looking at Wisconsin, JMU, go Dukes. I mean, I know Wisconsin's been hot of late, but JMU has had a really good year. We mentioned that Michigan State win early on. And then I'm looking at the Duke-Vermont game. I really think Vermont's got a chance here to upset Duke.
That'd be a hot spot Friday night at the Barclays Center.
I'm excited for that.
Should be a good game. Yeah, Vermont dominated the American East like they do every year. But they got a very good team, and Duke's not been playing good basketball of late.
Yeah, Duke to me is a team that I looking at their potential draws, I still would pick them to get to the Sweet 16, I think. But I don't feel incredible about it. Like, I don't know. They just seem soft to me. Like, Filipowski's soft. They're a talented team for sure, but they leave a lot to be desired.
I think Vermont's going to punch them in the mouth, and they're going to fold.
I mean, shit. I'd be all for it.
I'm all for that too.
Would love to see
in the South, what do you see?
I'm with you at Wisconsin, James Madison. That's definitely I think that's the game of the first round, beyond. I think there's a lot of fun potential in that game.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Shawnee boy?
Yeah, obviously that one stands out. I think the NC State Texas Tech game could be really intriguing as well. NC State obviously going on that run, winning 5 games in 5 days. And winning the ACC tournament. Texas Tech is a team, Will, obviously you educated me on the Big 12, that they're much better at home than they are everywhere else. But they can be an explosive team. They can play some defense. I think that 6-11 matchup is really interesting because, again, NC State, are we getting the team that we kind of saw middle of the road or a little in the back of the bus on the ACC regular season? Or are we seeing the NC State team that rode the train all the way into the ACC championship game and won? So, I don't know. I think that game has potential to be really fun.
Yeah, 5 games in 5 days is tough, though. Especially like the fact they even get they got to play Thursday instead of Friday. That's tough.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I think one of the things you gotta watch for in this region here, that whoever comes out of the Colorado Boise State first four game, like, has a great shot at taking Florida out, in my opinion.
See, look at Phillips. He just already knows what I'm going to say. You know, I was going to talk right about that game. I think either team, if it's Boise State or if it's Colorado, I think they have a great chance to beat Florida. They both play fun basketball, and Florida has one of their best players out with a fractured hand.
He's not playing, right? He's done?
He's done. He fractured his leg during the SEC final.
Oh, his shin. Yes. I remember that. I got a couple more in the West bracket I've got my eye on. Is that okay, Sean?
You know it is, buddy. Go for it.
I'm looking at them three in a row right here. I'm looking at St. Mary's, Grand Canyon, Alabama, and one of my favorite teams, College of Charleston. And then Phillips said they're a little underseeded, that Clemson-New Mexico game as well.
New Mexico's favorite in that game, by the way.
I know. It's crazy. What is the ACC getting love for? I don't get it.
I mean, those are the games of that bracket for sure. The other one that's interesting is Nevada and Dayton. Nevada's been playing good basketball lately.
Who you got in that game?
What? Which one?
Nevada-Dayton.
Nevada.
As do I.
Yep, same here.
Phillips?
Yeah, obviously, although we cover a lot of these already here, also throw out here, the Mississippi State-Michigan State game that kicks off the whole tournament on Thursday afternoon here. Because that'd be a fun 8-9 game because it's physical style here. It's Izzo and a core of a team that went to the Sweet 16 last year. And you feel like they're going to turn it on for at least one more game.
So that's basically whoever wins this gets slaughtered by North Carolina.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I think also...
Yeah, I'm looking at St. Mary's Grand Canyon, two very contrasting styles of play. You got Grand Canyon, who likes to put up a lot of points. St. Mary's can slow you down, and they're a very physical team. They've got good perimeter shooting. They play very good defense. I think if St. Mary's can slow down Grand Canyon, they could win and possibly upset the winner of Alabama-Charleston as well.
Yeah, Alabama's a weird one, too, because the way they play is like, they only either two layups, free throws, or threes. The threes aren't falling. They have problems. They don't play defense at all.
You guys
no,
think?
No, I mean their guards are excellent. They obviously are very talented, but they're another team that I think is a little soft. They were lucky to win that Arkansas game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they've not been playing well down the stretch.
Do you guys think UVA / CSU? Whichever of those matchup has any chance of taking down Texas as a 7 seed?
No.
I think they got a chance because Texas is inconsistent.
They are very inconsistent. But
I think Colorado State has a – because, you know, I hate UVA, but I think Colorado State has a better chance to play with them. They play the kind of same style of basketball.
Yep.
Plus they have a guy who put the ball in the basket, Isaiah Stevens also.
Yeah.
It would be classic Virginia to – have everybody pissed. They beat Colorado State and then they beat Texas.
Yeah. Oh. And then, you know, guys, we should do it because, you know, the first one, somebody to text me and say, hey, I'm taking Samford. Phillips, go ahead.
What are we talking about right now? Sorry.
Oh, you're upset. You're upset of this region.
We're in the Midwest now?
Yeah, yep. Midwest.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm definitely on the Samford over Kansas thing. I definitely think that's happening.
Wow. There was some conviction behind that. Well, how do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, he had no problem telling me that yesterday, so it's zero problem. But Kansas is going to be fully healthy, so we'll see. That team hasn't played together in a long time, so let's see if we can shake the rust off and get it going. You know, never bet against Bill Self in the tourney.
Bill Self has a lot of first-round losses, you know.
Bill Self also has two national championships.
Yes, at the same time, you're just a team that plays seven guys going to altitude, playing a team of 10-2-3.
I've said it 100 times, and Sean and Tom know that this is probably the worst team Bill Self has had in his tenure at Kansas.
Yeah.
Agreed. You guys want to talk some Sweet 16?
Oh, the other game that's the interesting is McNeese and Gonzaga. You know, I said a couple weeks ago to Sean, Gonzaga's back, and they weren't so bad when it came to playing another good team in St. Mary's who shut them down, and they played horrible. I mean, McNeese is a 30-win team, 30-plus win team. They like to run and gun, and Gonzaga's not like that. So I think that would be a fun game.
Yeah, I feel like I'm zigging where everybody else is zagging here. I like Gonzaga in that game.
I have Gonzaga, too.
Yeah, I was tempted to go with McNeese, but I still think I'm trying not to be swayed by that performance in the West Coast Conference Championship.
Yeah. Also, I do like that Oregon team over South Carolina as well.
I do too, Will.
Yeah, I like that game as well. Oregon's red hot, and South Carolina, I think, a year too early.
I agree.
Another fun one here, though, like Peacock Magic again.
No shot. Not against Tennessee.
No way.
Not that Tennessee finally has a guy who can go on his own personal 12-0 run with Dalton Knecht, so.
Yeah, it's not the same St. Peter's team either. But like, if any coach in this field would find a way to do it, it's Rick Barnes.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you want to make some Sweet 16 picks? Mike, why don't you lead us off and give us your Sweet 16? We can start off in the East region.
All right, East region, what I got here, it's pretty – I got the chalk. I got UConn, I got Auburn, I got Illinois, and I got Iowa State.
All right, Tom, how about you?
We're going east. I got UConn, Auburn, Iowa State, and BYU.
Ooh, BYU.
Mm-hmm. I got them going on a little bit of a run here. They're going to shoot the lights
out. I'm with you, buddy.
They're going to get hot. They're going to get hot. I love that for you, Sean.
Want
to give us the rest?
Yeah, I got UConn, Auburn, Iowa State, BYU as well. And yeah, I think Iowa State right there is they are going to be prime for that UConn game.
Oh yeah,
I have a one little different one than you guys. I didn't go chalk. I went UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Mike. You want to give us the South?
Yeah, South here. I have Houston, Duke. I have Kentucky and Marquette. Although I will say, if Marquette, if Colwick's not healthy, I can see them getting knocked out.
All right, I guess I'll follow you. I have Houston, I have UVM, I have Texas Tech, and I have Marquette.
Really loving those Catamounts.
I love the Catamounts. Listen, I got JMU on the other side, so 12-13, moving on to the 32.
Sean, what we got?
I got Houston, I got Duke, I got Kentucky, and I got Marquette. And when we reveal our Elite Eight, man, that matchup right there is really tough.
And I'll go with Houston, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Marquette.
Ooh.
Little Wisconsin playing really good basketball right about now.
They are. All right, Phillips, give us let's go with the West next. Mike?
Okay, West. I got North Carolina. I got Alabama. I got New Mexico. And I have Arizona.
Okay. I have North Carolina. I have Charleston. I have
it again. I knew it.
I have Baylor and I have Arizona.
I've got Carolina. I've got St. Mary's making a little bit of a run.
Oof, that's ugly
and
basketball.
I got Baylor and I have Arizona.
Well, this is a real F you to Sean. I have UNC, Grand Canyon, Baylor and Arizona.
I fucking love it.
I like how we all had a different team in that pot of four.
Yep, everybody has a different team.
All right, Mike, give us your last. What is it? What are we in the Sweet 16?
You're in the Midwest, I think we're going.
Yep.
Midwest, I got Purdue. I have Gonzaga. I have Creighton, and I have Tennessee.
I've got Purdue. I've got Kansas. Will's Jayhawks are not going to go down that easy. I got South Carolina. I don't think it's a year early. I got them beating Creighton as well because fuck Creighton. And I got Tennessee.
You know I love that, Tom. You know I love that. I have Purdue. I have Gonzaga. I have Creighton, unfortunately. I think they're really good, and I have Tennessee.
I have Purdue. I have my Jayhawks just sticking it to Mike Phillips. I have Oregon and Tennessee.
Wow, Oregon's going on a run, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, boys, we're moving up to the Elite Eight.
We're into the Elite Eight.
All right, Phillips, lead us off again. Let's just keep going with the East. We'll go the same order.
All right, I got UConn, Iowa State.
I got, UConn, Iowa State. Pretty boring.
Yep, UConn, Iowa State.
South?
I'm going with Houston and Kentucky.
I'm going Houston Marquette.
Ooh. This was where I got – this was the game that I got tripped up the most. I am assuming Tyler Kolek is out. I got Houston Kentucky.
I have Houston Kentucky as well.
Okay. All right, Mike. Let's move on. Where the hell are we? Let's move on to the West.
I go North Carolina, Arizona.
I got UNC Baylor.
I'm right there with you, Tom.
UNC Baylor for me as well.
Nice. Wow, we had...
Mike, you got the Caleb Love game.
Yep, the Caleb Love revenge game is coming.
We had a lot of differing of opinion just one round before this. That's pretty crazy. All right, Mike, Midwest?
Midwest, I got Purdue and Creighton.
I got Purdue, Tennessee Volunteers.
Purdue, Creighton.
Kansas, Tennessee. Jayhawk.
All right, boys. Fantastic. All right, here we go. April 6th, Final Four. Mike, give us, I don't know, the left side of your bracket, I guess.
Just do all four.
I don't know why I had to say that, but do all four.
Yeah, so I got UConn out of the East. I got Kentucky out of the South. I have Creighton out of the Midwest. And I have Arizona, Caleb Love gets his revenge out of the West.
Wow. All right, I got UConn. I got Baylor. I got Houston. And I got Tennessee.
I have UConn. I have North Carolina. I have Houston. And I have Purdue.
Wow.
Ooh, Purdue. We're jumping on the Purdue train, even though we called them frauds.
Yeah, I think this is the year they break through.
Okay, I got Iowa State, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Iowa State. I'm surprised you didn't put Washington State in there.
Dude, the Cougars don't have it this year. They might be a year early.
Maybe 10. All right, Mike, let's get your natty.
UConn over Kentucky.
Oh, you just gave us. Okay, I got UConn over Houston.
UConn over Houston.
Iowa State over Kentucky Cyclone Championship.
Wow. Is that going to change in about 10 minutes when we hang up the phone?
No, I think Iowa State's going to win it all. Other things might change as well, especially Kansas. Might put Samford in there. I don't know, but I'm not going to root against my boys in the first round because they suck in the first round. But I don't know. I just like Iowa State. I just like what they did in the Big 12 tournament. They beat one of the best teams at the time in the country. They shit on a good, healthy Kansas team, even though it's not the same Kansas team we're used to. They have a very good resume. So I think they can get it going. They're a deep team as well. So I think they can get it going in March.
What happens if they get Tucker DeVries out of the tournament in the round of 32?
Yeah, then I don't check my bracket again, Phillips.
That's when you fold it in, you start gambling.
Yep. I mean, we're going
to
do that anyway.
I was going to say, I'm going to be doing that about the third game in on Thursday.
Oh, wait. You don't think I'm taking Michigan State minus 1.5? I already put it in.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to lock that one in, too.
All right, boys. That about
Good
does
stuff,
it.
Boys.
We got anything else?
No.
Not for me.
It's going to be a fun tournament.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. As pissed off as I am, I'm still going to watch, and I am looking forward to it.
You know, Tom, every time Creighton wins a game, you're going to be like, God damn it.
No, it's more UVA is the enemy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's cheering against them unless you're from Virginia.
Yeah, unless you're Kyle Long or something.
Sure.
Or who was it? Kyle Guy.
Kyle Guy, that's...
Yeah, National
Kyle
champion. Guy.
National champion.
Man bun hero.
Yes. Well, Phillips, thank you so much for coming on. I'm hoping that I kick the shit out of all of you guys, take all your money in the bracket challenge. I got a lot of upsets in there, so you know, if a couple of these blue bloods go down early, I got a good chance. I mean, by the way, we talked about this yesterday. UConn's officially become a blue blood. Me and Will made that decision after we went to the game on Friday.
I made a decision last year.
It was like just like they're the new it team. Like it's cool to be a fan of them. So now it's like we hate them, just like we hate Duke and Kentucky and UNC. So now we hate them too.
They're 5-5 in titles. I mean, come on.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm a blue blood and nobody hates us.
I hate you.
All right, gentlemen. I think we did it. Mike, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, give us some plugs real quick before we get you out of here.
Absolutely. You can check out the Just End the Suffering podcast. You can, I have my bracket special out this week. We talked to Troy Mario. We had a lot of fun on that podcast. Plus, you mentioned Star Wars here. Sky Guys podcast, do all our Star Wars coverage here. They've covered the animation of the Bad Batch, the airing season right now. That's out there, too. So, once again, thanks again, guys, for coming on. Let me come on.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Mike.
It.
Of course. Yeah, you were speaking Spanish to me when you were talking about the Star Wars, but I am looking forward to watching it and letting you make fun of us at some point.
Yeah, I can educate you guys when the time comes.
Oh, you're the best. All right, everybody. Enjoy the tournament.